Part 1. The Seeing. I am tangled up in contradictions. I am strangled by my own two hands. I am hunted by the hounds of addiction. Hosanna. Andrew Peterson. Hosanna. September 26th. Once I was a hopeful man. Once I spouted verses in the cloying language that belongs to all clichés. All things work together for good, I said, and for the most part they always had. Once I believed my career as an attorney for the largest firm in the grand state of Arkansas would be a shining success, my marriage a model of fidelity, my four boys, Isaac, Jude, Ian, and Titus, the strapping sort of Ozark woodsman who could fell mighty oaks with a single axe swoop. Amber and I were church pillars in those days, the kind who led home groups in our spacious farmhouse hewn of 1938 Ozark stone. On the weekends, we sat in our deep couch, swirling glasses of wine with younger married couples, and schooling them in the art of connection. We quoted scriptures, prayed often and together. Our eldest children learned John 3:16 before the other boys in their Sunday morning class. Things were sorted, figured, and comfortable. That was before we had Titus. Titus was a mystery baby from the first. He was born with a hole in his heart and a rate of respiration that jogged a little faster than most. Even still, nothing could stop his smile. His brothers took turns doting on him, making eyes at his cooing joy. They lured laughs with peekaboos. Even Ian, whose baby birth order had been upset, adjusted to the new joys, loved the big brotherness of it all. At 6 months, Titus developed a large lump on the right side of his neck. The node swelled until it reached the size of a large marble. The doctors pronounced it an invasive strain of staph infection, and it seemed resistant to all but the strongest antibiotics. Weeks of treatment passed, yet as the lymph node shrank, so did Titus. First, he stopped growing. Then he did what no infant is meant to do. He began losing weight. Mild panic morphed into full-blown medical emergency. Titus turned into a monitoring project, a newborn mystery under the careful and constant watch of our hospital's medical team. But when they could muster no answers, Titus was sent to the Arkansas Children's Hospital. Follow me into the hospital. See my son. Titus is just under 1 year old, and he is a small bag of bones. He is energetic but hollow. Some say he is thin, but I say gaunt. The doctors once labeled him acutely malnourished, and now they say that he has failed to thrive. They have assembled around him as if he is an alien. They have needled him, prodded him, and scanned him. The specialist at Arkansas Children's Hospital tells us this little one is an anomaly. Everything is a little off. His brainstem sags slightly into his spinal column. His respiratory rate is elevated, but only just so. His heart beats a little fast. The minerals in his blood are just a little outside of tolerances. He is skewed a bit in almost every direction. He is an angel, though, they all say it. His eyes are as bright as full moons, their size amplified by his bird-thin ribcage and narrow face. I count his ribs with the concern of a father, but the nurses do not notice. They play with him, gift him stuffed animals, and coax him into pulling up on the bed rails. He laughs, smiles, flirts, then pauses. He stiffens, falls to the mattress, and vomits his last feeding across the bedsheet. He splays listlessly across the bed. The nurses console him in small whispers. Amber rubs his naked back and cries.